My name is Tom Webster, Kentucky State University. I'm the Extension and Research Apiculturist. In other words, I study honeybees. I do research on problems pertaining to beekeeping, and I work with beekeepers and others who have concerns with honeybees. The honeybees like a hollow cavity that's about this size. It's much like the way the honeybees live naturally, often in a hollow tree. If it's much bigger, it's hard for them to keep it warm. If it's much smaller, they can't maintain a good population with plenty of stored honey. Now, the population of bees will be the smallest in late winter. Come March, April, the bees will be coming in with all sorts of different colors of pollen on their legs. That can give you an idea of the different sorts of plants that they're visiting. Population increases dramatically through the spring and peaks around June, and then stays high through July and August. In the fall, the bees begin their wintertime preparations, and then in the winter they form a tight cluster, and they are actually able to keep a cluster temperature in the low 80s. In other words, about 83 degrees, even though it may be very cold outside. The queen bee is not usually visible in this type of hive. This is a special design of hive which allows the bees to make a natural cluster as they would in a tree. The queen will be in the center of that colony. Bees have a huge role in nature. There are bumblebees and sweat bees and carpenter bees and orchard bees. All of these bees are important pollinators of some plant, and that means they are responsible for taking pollen from one plant to another so that that plant can reproduce. There are perhaps 20,000 or more species of bees worldwide. The honeybee is especially good as a generalist. In other words, it pollinates many different species of flowers. About $20 billion is what the pollinating value of the honeybee is in the United States, in very important fruit and nut crops and in certain vegetables. A bee may fly several miles to get a load of nectar from a flower, and so it may take 50 trips of a mile or more to produce 1 gram of honey, and a pound of honey is about 450 grams. So with a little math, we can see that it takes a lot of bee flight, many, many miles, hundreds of miles, to produce 1 pound of honey.